Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Nation, we are back. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so it is great to be back on your radio for another episode of Untapped Potential. This is where we stop by every week to get energized and powered up for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves and just what can we do to remain consistent with those life goals. So whether you're joining us in Dominica, the Caribbean, or the rest of the world, it is great to be back with you for another episode of Untapped Potential right here on TDN Radio. Of course, looking at the calendar, today is November 28th. So we are already in the last week of November, but there is still time to work on this personal life goals that we have set out for ourselves so that we can be more prepared when 2024 rolls around and we have already started off on those life goals. So again, thank you for joining us. If this is your first time joining us, we say welcome aboard. Set your reminder to be here every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Dominica Time, to get powered up and energized every week. And if you're a regular listener, we certainly want to thank you for your loyalty over the years. So we have another great interview for you today. We have another great discussion for you today as we look at the postmortem of the Creole season 2023 in Dominica. So we want to look at all the ways that Dominicans were able to generate an income for themselves during 2023 Creole season, which of course is now October through November 3rd. So we want to look at all the ways that Dominicans were able to generate an income for themselves. And the question we are asking is, how can we continue those income streams, right? So we know that the festive season is a great opportunity to earn some extra income from many Dominicans. But the question we are asking today is, how do we continue that momentum of the financial uptick that we saw in Dominica during Creole season 2023? So a very engaging conversation we had during the discussion. Mr. Adrian Bannis, Miss Marion Johnfin, and Mr. Carlos Charles. And it was all about brainstorming about how do we keep the momentum going. So I think you'll find the interview quite informative and quite engaging. So we have that for you. And then stay tuned to the end of the program because we have something great happening in Florida. If you're looking to be a part of supporting and celebrating Dominica and you live in the Florida area, you will want to stay tuned to the end of the program so that you can hear of an important event that is going on in Florida next Saturday, December 2nd. So let's enjoy this one from the Rough and Ready Band. It's some Christmas music from the Rough and Ready Band. You know, it's not too early to start celebrating Christmas. So let us enjoy this number from Rough and Ready. And then what we will do is we will go into the interview, the program that we did on keeping the momentum going for financial independence in Dominica. And we will listen to most of the program today. So we won't have a tip of the week this week. Instead, we will listen to most of the program. And then next week, we will get back into our tip of the week. So let's enjoy some Christmas music from the Rough and Ready Band. And I'm so happy to see that there are so many options of folks in Dominica creating Christmas music. So Colin XP now has an album. I heard some great songs from Ophelia. I need to reach out to her to find out if that is a new album or if it is an album she did previously. So some great Christmas music coming out of Dominica from our various artists in Dominica. So let's enjoy this number, and then we're gonna go straight into the interview with the momentum, keeping the momentum going after the Creole Festival season. So,
oh yeah.
Make me yellow.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle, fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
How can we continue the momentum of the financial uptick in Dominica's economy we witnessed during the Creole season? So we will continue to explore new and emerging income earning opportunities for Dominicans at home and abroad as we continue to look for the path to financial security in Dominica. So to our panel, as we kick off the conversation, what I want us to do this evening, because I was in Dominica as well, let us just share some of our observations from Creole season 2023. What were some areas that we saw where people took advantage of the fact that we had so many, maybe thousands of visitors in Dominica to increase their income stream? So let's just share what we saw on the ground. Marian, let's begin with you. You're muted.
What can we do to increase our income?
Well, what did we see first? Let's start with our observations. What did we see people doing? Were there more vendors? Were there more, bars set up? So what did we see during the Creole season?
Well, everyone at the time is doing their best or trying to capitalize on the amount of persons that were visiting the island. Everybody wants to have a piece of Dominica, whether it's a byproduct of Dominica or, you know, to visit certain touristic sites. So everyone was trying their best to, you know, take advantage of what of being here. And you saw things like the TV Lash Creole. You see events that was hosted by the government through its different agencies. People took advantage of that, you know. But I felt that people wanted a bit more. Mm-hmm. I felt, you know, yes, we go to the Creole Festival, we go to the different sites, but then I'm thinking one area that we are really lacking is good restaurants. Especially lunch, you know, someone or breakfast. We lack that very, very much in Dominica, and it's across the board. I mean, there are restaurants, which serves breakfast, lunch, dinner, but I'm talking about a place where you can have a seat and say, hey, let's go and have breakfast. Let's go have lunch. That's one of the areas I feel we have not capitalized on and have that service for our people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, Mr. Bani, some of your observations during the Creole season, what did you see?
Well, I saw lots of people coming down from the diaspora. Mm-hmm. So the rentals, they were happy because they were all cars and all the vehicles were rented out. We saw also people come in and meet with their family and enjoy that family interaction. And they would shop in the local shops. We also saw people come in and being a part of the World Creole Festival and enjoying the free nights. And so you had lots of vendors all over the place in Roseau, also in the country, on the countryside, because sometimes some people want to stay out in the countryside for a night, and then that would help stimulate some form of activity and some form of spending. Mm-hmm. And also people, entrepreneurs were happy because, as Marian said, your TV Lash was really swinging. So people had the opportunity to go there and showcase their products and sell, so the world could know or people could experience what Dominica is producing. And we saw the restaurants, the bars, and everybody got a little piece out of what was out of that free night. And even after the 3 nights, some people stayed back and just enjoy the nature island and spend some money before they go back home. So all in all, I find it was really rewarding for them and also rewarding for those who involve the entrepreneurs. I think also most of the entrepreneurs were involved where they went and they sold their products, and some people got the opportunity to advertise their products. So it was something that people enjoyed for the World Creole Festival.
Yes, very good. Carlos?
Yes, just to add to what the previous speaker said, a lot of the business places enjoyed some new activity, and that they would not have normally had on a regular basis. We saw a lot more social activities being taking place. For example, not just the TV Lodge, but you saw that the two bigger promoters in Dominica put together a very exciting activity, and of course other smaller promoters had other activities as well. I agree with the restaurants needing more in the country so we can have more to offer to our guests and visitors when they come. But I also take note of the existing ones who were there and experienced the uptick, and those who had to take advantage of the, in the spirit of my observations, those who took advantage of the influx of visitors and got a chance to increase prices for certain activities, so they could generate even more revenue. We also saw that the increase of the Airbnbs, persons who took advantage of using that for places to stay, especially for those who don't normally live in Dominica, who went abroad for a while, and those who newly visiting Dominica, like for example the bikers from St. Lucia came in, as they normally do. I think about 13 of them came in, or a little more. And they would have gotten their Airbnbs online. So kudos to Dominicans for expanding in that sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I might share my own observations as well, because I really think we saw a financial uptick during the Creole season. And if you're just joining us, we're just asking the question, how do we keep that momentum going so that those who benefited from the Creole season do not have to wait for the next festival in Dominica, which is not until Carnival in February, before they can see a similar profit. And what I saw is the ripple effect that we talked about during COVID-19. You know, I've been hosting this program since about 2021. And during that time, we talked about the negative effect in terms of everyone who was not earning because these festivals were no longer happening. So we looked at the dressmakers, we looked at, you know, the food vendors, we looked at the hairdressers. We looked at everyone that had that ripple effect impact them. So now what we're seeing is the reverse of what we saw in COVID in terms of everyone being able to benefit. So when we think of the financial benefit that we saw in Dominica during the Creole season, we're not just thinking about the festivals. Yes, Carlos, I know we had some big promoters as well who did very well for themselves, but we're also talking about just the ordinary citizen on the ground. The folks who had the brilliant idea to do short-term rentals, Airbnbs, the hairdressers, the clothing makers. We had just about everyone making a profit. As a matter of fact, I even heard an ad, and I thought that was an ingenious ad that the Convent High School put out to say that you could park your car at Convent High School for a fee. So I'm thinking, wow, this is an innovative way. So I think a lot of people took advantage of the opportunity to increase their income stream during Creole Festival. And I can attest to the fact that a lot of profits were earned because I'm a part of the Dominica Sifakol Alumni Association, and we host the White Sunset events the Wednesday before Creole Festival. And when we looked at our profits this year are three times the profit we made last year on the exact same event. So three times the profit. So in my mind, that just speaks to the economic uptick that we saw in Dominica. So I really truly hope that the average person was able to make a financial boost, get a little financial stimulus to their pockets during the Creole festival season. So again, that ripple effect that we talked about. But what I want us to talk about is how do we continue this process? So I know, Marianne, for example, one of the areas, short-term rentals, Airbnb, whatever we want to call it, it was a big hit, I believe, for those who took advantage of that. But tell us the pros and cons. You know, what did you see that was good about the short-term rentals? And just explain to us, what is a short-term rental? Because we know quite a few Dominicans who live overseas. We have property and homes in Dominica, but for fear of people, I have to say it, for fear of people destroying your property, you may not want to do a full-term rental where you have a yearly rental. But this is a way that many people who have homes in Dominica can earn money on those homes while living overseas. So tell us a little bit more about short-term rentals, Marianne.
As you, short-term rental is for a period, one night to 3 months. Most times it is done through, you are charged nightly for your stay. The long-term is 6 months to a year. And between 3 months to 6 months, you can always play with it to see, what is the best. I mean, sometimes one of the reality in Dominica is that we have spikes. And our spike is during Independence Creole Festival and a carnival. And sadly, as someone who invests in a property and it costs you thousands of dollars to maintain, it is difficult to have to wait only at two period of time or of season to make some money. And so you ask, how can we opt it, So one of the ways is, we have to really look at this on a holistic point of view. We have to look at what is it that we are offering to our people. And so that when someone has a rental or an Airbnb or a vacation rental, it is not just a seasonal at a time, This year, I can tell you that every place, I have experienced, most places do very well on the rental this year. So people did make some good money during that time. But how can we have it consistently? Because a short-term rental, the disadvantage is you have to always keep it going, keep it fresh, keep it up, modernized. Because persons want to feel when they come in, it's like a hotel away from a hotel. And so the product has to be fresh. So the homeowner must be always investing and cleaning and renovating and maintaining that property to give it a fresh look so that the clients, when they come, they feel at home. And with the short-term rental, it's more detailed. It's more detailed. You have to be on your P's and Q's, make sure that the person, when they come, that everything is there set up for them. So you being away and having your property on short-term rental, you have to have someone or a team to be there and to receive your guests, to maintain the property for you, to make sure that when they come in, the property is up to par and is ready to receive your guests. Unlike the short-term rental is 12 months, 6 months. So the person comes, whether it's the property is rented, furnished or unfurnished, that's between you and the tenant. And it's up to them to prepare their space So you rent the space, you have the agreement, you have your lease agreement, and the condition whether you're paying the rent, paying the the electricity, water and internet are the three amenities or the utilities. The utilities that comes with a rental, and in most cases, the owners do include the internet and the water in the rent. But within electricity, especially once there is a conditioned unit, it will not be wise as a owner to, you know, include electricity in that. Mm-hmm. And so for most owners right now, I mean, with the pay-as-you-go is a brilliant option for owners to offer, for Domlek to offer Domlek that service to property owners. Property owners in Dominica, it's a challenge, as I said, to keep the property, to always receive guests, because as I say, our turnover, real estate is the movement of people, and there got to be turnover. People moving constantly to get that property rented and be always on, you know, occupy, because that's how you make your money. So when the property is in September, August, March, January, the place is not rented, you know, it's a little bit discouraging. Mm-hmm. And so the person is looking at, the owner is looking at, how can I best take advantage of when there's a season like Creole Festival, you know, and then looking at the cost of renovating, of preparing that property. That is a high cost because, you know, at the warehouse, at the hardware places, you know, the material is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a challenge, you know, in our Dominica to go into Airbnb or really rental, mm-hmm, and to maintain it when there is not a constant flow of guests coming into your property.
Yeah. So, and
that's why you find that our rental fees are much higher than that of St. Lucia, example.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at what someone is going to St. Lucia. What are they getting for the fee that is much less, and the modern amenities and the furnishings and quality compared to what they receive in Dominica, which is at higher rate. And sometimes the furnishing is, you know, is not up to par, not elegant, is not, you know, fresh, you know, modern. Mm-hmm. Example, if you go to, I was doing some research, Rodney Bay,
mm-hmm,
in St. Lucia. That is, the Rodney's Bay is a touristic place, with lots of the yachting community. And you're not a poor man though, don't have yacht. It's rich people who have yachts, you know. And I look at the rates that is been offered. I took the figures because now it is slow, so now they have a reduction. Before the reduction or the reduced price, a 3-bedroom in St. Lucia with a pool, ocean view, modern amenities, modern furnishings. You have all these restaurants and all these vibes and the lifestyle in St. Lucia. It's $200 a night. In Dominican apartment. And that's for 3 bedrooms, eh? That's, mm-hmm, a 3-bedroom. It sleeps 3 bedrooms. And then you have in Dominica, it's $260 a night per room. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is a big thing, because people are going to look at, yes, you come to the Creole Festival, your money in your pocket, but how much am I going to pay for lodging, accommodation, and how is it going to affect our future, you know, Creole Festival and the ripple effect it has on our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at what can we do as a nation to offer better service, to create a space or the opportunity where persons can really upgrade or maintain, refurnish their furniture at a reasonable cost. And also, for how do we get people coming to Dominica consistently?
Mm-hmm.
That will help with the reduction, because if you have every night, or at least 3 weeks in a month, for the rest of the year, your property is constantly booked, you will reduce the fees. You understand? It's because there is not much happening, so you are trying to maximize the fees during the Creole Festival. How can that affect the persons wanting to come back? They may come this time. I had some client last year, they didn't come. When I gave them the fees, they saying, but that's a lot in St. Lucia. I can get a better deal. I get my new, modern apartment, a house for that fee with a pool. You understand? So yes, we boast that we have a Creole Festival. Yes. But people are not stupid all the time. And we have to look at how do we keep them coming, because the ripple effect is greater than just the rental fees for a night.
Yeah, and we have to continue talking about how do we make this a full-fledged industry. So, Carlos, I want you to start thinking about in terms of what we call super hosting. There's a new term floating around Dominica, super hosting, and what that includes. But, Mr. Banis, let me come to you, because I think Marianne raises a very important question, and I know that you're a man who is well-traveled. You've been up and down the Caribbean, you know, consistently. So how do we keep bringing people to Dominica on a consistent basis? Because what I saw when I attended Creole Festival this year is I heard a lot of French accents, and I was so happy to see all these people coming from the French islands. I saw the St. Lucia flag flying high. I saw a huge Trinidadian flag flying high. So even within the space of our own region, right, how do we keep, to Marianne's point, how do we keep people coming to Dominica on a consistent basis when, you know, we don't even really have a nightlife per se that we can talk about? So what are they coming for if there is not a festival?
One thing that I would like to say, Wise Marianne, was talking. I was just meditating and thinking. And one of the things that I was really thinking of is we need to have more community intervention, where we talk about community tourism. But in order for us to have community tourism alive and kicking, we must ensure that we put in the infrastructure. So we can have things like sports tourism. We can have things like people come in and they have somewhere that they can go and enjoy themselves in the river. You can also have farm tours. People can come on the farm and have a tour and enjoy what you are growing on the farm. For instance, today I had two guests coming in, and they were just excited about what they saw and just enjoying what we have, going to the riverside and just enjoying the river. And also, we have to look at, if we are going to attract people, we must create a space for night activity. And one of the things that I recognize, we are not promoting our Creole, like our Jinping, our quadrille. I think we should not only wait for Independence time. Between Independence and Carnival, we should continue to have this activity. Also, we have Christmas coming. And I remember growing as a young boy, I was also involved in playing music. We would go from house to house, and we would sing. We would have this,
Serenal,
and people would enjoy that. They would have their drinks, and people would welcome you. And that also brought some level of activity. So what I'm saying is we have to begin to look at how we can become more creative, and we should also see how the people in the diaspora can assist in creating that link, so you can organize the people out there and say, hey, I have that activity in Dominica, and I would like, and you know, would organize them, and then they would come and they would enjoy that life. So you have that kind of link. But if you have to go through in order for you to organize tours, you find that you have to go, maybe you have to find some people, and they may not be people that you know. So it takes a lot of money to go and invest in promotion and stuff like that. I think we should try to make that a little bit easier. We have lots of people living in different countries, and this is a good business. If you can invest, you can get that business going by getting people to come to Dominica, and you have people in Dominica that will receive them and give them a tour. Let them tour the island. For instance, I am planning on having something that you call Kingdom Tourism, where I'm having a major conference every year. And then I bring people from all over, right? Christians, non-Christians, all kind of people. They come, and we have 3 nights or 4 nights of services. And then they have one day you give them a tour. So that in itself, they will be spending money, and that will create an activity that people can sell, people can they can rent vehicles, some of them, and they can have houses where they can go and stay. So these are the kind of things that I'm looking at, and I see that we can do as a community and have a community festival.
Yeah, and I also want to stay with you for a minute, because I know Casabros has a tourism group, so I want to talk a little bit about that as well. But we also have to pay attention to the folks on the ground who are getting it right, because let us go back to Asa Banton's Wet Fest. What Asa Banton did was very innovative, right? So not only did he have the wet fed for a few days, but what he ensured that he did, which I think the Dominica Festival authorities should have done as well, is that he provided island tours to the people who are already on the ground.
Right.
So he's saying, right, come on over, come to the wet fed, enjoy yourself. But wait a minute, let me show you my island, because I want to intoxicate you. I want you to fall in love with Dominica. So when there is not wet fed, you can still come back and say, oh, you know, I remember when I went to Trafalgar Falls, it was so beautiful. I want to go back even if there's not a festival going on. Or you can go back and tell your friends, boy, Dominica is so beautiful. Even when there is no festival going on in Dominica, you should go to Dominica. So I think that was a missed opportunity for the Dominica Festival authorities, because they should have done something similar, organize island tours while people are in Dominica, so that they too can fall in love with all the beauty that is in Dominica. So going back to the consistent flow of people coming to Dominica, so that, as Marian said, we can have a consistent income stream for folks who are looking to do Airbnb short-term rentals. So Mr. Banis, your thought on that, and also the community tourism in Casabros. Carlos, I'm coming to you, I promise.
Yes, this is the kind of thing that we have to look at to see how we can bring people into the community. Again, growing as a young man, on a weekend, we would have basketball, we would have cricket, we would have people come from different villages and come, and that also generated income, because when they come, they buy, we cook for them, they enjoy the life, they enjoy the cricket match, the basketball match. That in itself is, because sometimes we look outside for developing, for tourism, to develop our tourism product. But we have people right in Dominica, right around the communities, that would want to come and enjoy what we have in Casabros. So as a tourism group, we are putting some things together right now, and we are working on and to see how we can create some activities that people can come and enjoy. Casabros, our road now is done. It's really, really beautiful. I'm beginning to look at cycling, where you can have people coming down and just on their bikes and just ride down to Casabros and go on the beach and enjoy a sea bath, enjoy a river bath. So these are some of the things that we can look at, so we can have ongoing activity between World Creole Festival and Carnival, and after Carnival also, we have ongoing activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is certainly what is needed. So, Carlos, let me come to you, because I think what we're seeing is that we have yet another potential for an emerging industry in Dominica, and that industry is short-term rental and super hosting. So tell us a little bit more about super hosting and what that involves. And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about taking that momentum, that financial momentum we saw during Creole Festival, and how do we stretch it out throughout the entire year so we can continue to increase the income of Dominicans at home and abroad. So, Carlos, let's talk about super hosting. Muted?
Yes. My bad. Apologies. Super hosting, by its name, it's allowing your listing to become a top performing host. When you have lots of persons booking your property.
Yeah, and you're hosting them.
Yes.
Yeah, so now, unlike now their requirements. Where the short-term rentals, your property is empty and you're simply renting it out to folks. With super hosting, let's say you have a basement level. You live on the top floor, you have a basement, you allow visitors to come in and stay for a short term in your basement, and you host them. So like a bed and breakfast.
Yes. But in terms of the Airbnb definition, it's when persons stay in a particular property for a long period of time. And then when you do that, they evaluate your listing. They evaluate the persons who have been booking, the feedback that you have been receiving, and then you get a special badge on your listing, and it thereby allows you to, it drives more persons towards your property. Like it's merely just an advertising feature. Mm-hmm. However, in terms of what Ms. John Finn said, I would like to add that the persons who spent a lot of money getting their properties ready for the season, did they really experience a financial uptick? Because you spent so much money getting your place ready for a short period of time, then it's empty for an extended period of time because there's no real activity going on. It doesn't balance off for the average person. Mm-hmm. I believe if we're looking at driving economic activities, it has to go beyond just what we're looking at for the seasonal activities.
Right.
We have to look at things such as going more into agriculture, looking more into industries, looking more into having more social activities, but do it at an even higher level. Because just this and Lucia, they have been a Kalalu festival, and a lot of the things that we're not doing, the missed opportunities that we're creating for them, they're going to capitalize on it. As a matter of fact, WCK Band and Chubby. Chubby is a king in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So we have to look at creating the more activities to have, not just activities, but income earners that will be sustainable to the average person. Because not everybody is going to want to open a restaurant or sell a little alcohol by the road. Mm-hmm. Or the persons want to, I mean, yes, we see persons doing evolving businesses using ICT sector, where they do deliveries and so on. You see that has blossomed in after COVID. It dwindled a bit, and then it came back up during this busy season. All those persons want to get involved in various activities. I go back again to St. Lucia. When they have activities such as the boating festival, I know we have one here, but when they have theirs, the Martinique, the Guadeloupe, all those people from St. Kitts, those speedboats, they flock those areas. And it's a whole docks, you have to be there to experience it. And even going on to the Independence, me as a biker, I've been there for that. And yes, I've experienced this St. Lucia Airbnb hosting where you get a nice property, sometimes free, 4-bedroom with pool at a good price as compared to what we rent to them here for Creole Festival. I mean, we have to look at stepping up a lot of the things that we do.
Yes, go ahead, Marian.
Value for money. And we in Dominica, we take for granted that, I'm sorry, you finished, Carlos?
Go ahead.
We in Dominica, I think we take for granted that people always come. Mm-hmm. And I think we, and when I say we, I think we starting from government, those in the decision making, down to the man on the street. We need to have that mindset. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our mindset. Because if you don't appreciate it, if you don't value it, somebody else will take it away from you. You understand? Because we have all of these nice things and we just pussyfooting around with it. If you can go to St. Lucia, you just confirm that you can get a very lovely property, modern, clean, neat, with air conditioned, with a pool. For less to them, sometimes half of what we are asking in Dominica, for 1-bedroom, and the furniture, in some cases, are outdated furniture. You know, and we take this thing for granted, and we need to sit down and look at the holistic approach as to our tourism product. We don't need to be copying or copying what other places do. We have a uniqueness. Capitalize that on the uniqueness. Stop the victimization, the politics in about what is happening. Let us just do us and do it well, because we have much more to offer our people than any other place, and Wido seems to be taking that on. Mm-hmm. Another area, you know, for the Creole Festival, what we saw was a lot of our neighbors came home.
Yes.
A lot of our neighbors, Martinique, Guadeloupe, St. Lucia, even all the way down to Trinidad, they yep. came. That says a lot. And when you have good neighbors, you treat them well. You accommodate them well. They say that a good neighbor is better than a distant relative. And why I say this, for example, there are niche areas that we have to take advantage or develop, and the services and that we have to make people feel when they come here, it is easy. It is easy to get business done. It is easy to get the services. It's up there. And an area that was very disturbing to a lot of visitors, especially from Guadeloupe, Martinique, with their monies exchange. Could you imagine coming to Dominica with €1,000, even a €10, and you went to the bank, you were not allowed to change it.
Why is that?
What banking policies that are there? It was such a chaos at one of our banks that the manager had to make an exception for that period. You understand? So that the people who come with their money, they were flabbergasted. They couldn't believe they come with their monies to spend. And the bank is saying to them, we cannot change it because you don't have an account with us. And not only we don't have an account, but we don't do euros, because you have to give them a whole list of money where you get the money from. €1,000, you know. So now these people now go back and it gives a bad taste. Because you come with all your vibes and you come to spend some money in a country and the bank is frustrating the living daylight out of you. Now, what I realize in our banking system, there are compliances that are set for us as I'm going to say Caribbean people or Black people, by the American banking system, that the central bank, the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, has nothing to do with. to open an account in Dominica, they have to ask you all your great-grandmother what she was wearing back then. It's a whole atelier of it. When Dominicans coming home, because during the Korea Festival, a lot of them came to Dominica to do not only party, but take advantage of the time there to maybe open an account, revamp their account. You understand? Do financial transaction. And it's very difficult to do business in Dominica in the banking system. An American can sit on his phone, on his phone, on his computer at home and open an account. He walks into the bank with any amount of money and is allowed to deposit with very little question asked. Where we in Dominica, if you come with €1,000, you are told no, you can't do that. And that's a niche area. These people want to spend the money and you're giving them all of that deba to open to change a euro. So that's another area we have to look into.
It speaks to me about the need for national policy, because Mr. Abanis, I want to come to you, because I think what we're seeing is that any industry, before it can even begin to thrive, there has to be a national policy. So let us talk about all the different sectors that would benefit if we were more serious about short-term rentals, about super hosting. So let's talk about how the transportation industry, maintenance, people who do property maintenance, landscapers, right? Even potential more businesses for chefs, because maybe somebody might want a Chef Neandra or Chef Daria to come to their home where they're staying and do some cooking for them. But it speaks to the importance of always seeing this as an industry, doing the research, looking at St. Lucia, looking at the other islands. So let us talk a little bit about that. But before we do, I really have to attest to what Marianne is saying in terms of there needs to be more done with the banking sector, because I had that experience. You know, we own a property in Dominica. We pay a mortgage thanks to Patrick John and his housing program, right? We own a property in Dominica. And I went to the bank to do two things. One, to exchange some currency from US to EC. And secondly, to make a deposit for the next couple of months of mortgage payments. And do you know what the young lady asked me when she saw that I was depositing money? I wrote it down verbatim. How did you come into this money?
No, somebody said
she
that.
She did not ask me my profession. She did not ask me, you know, anything else. The fact that you're asking me how I came into this money makes it seem like it was an illegal activity that I took part in to earn this money.
So I'm sorry. So what that question does, it goes into your soul and it angers you.
And I had to restrain myself and remind myself who I am.
What the banking system here is it has agreed on behalf of the American government is to make all of us feel like a criminal when we do business with the bank. And there's no one who is standing up and say, if your people are not doing this with you, you are not going to ask us to do this. It's like we are just drinking the cup of poison Kool-Aid and our people know it's the new slavery right now. It's the new noose around you. So you work hard and not all of us are criminals. Not all of us. And we need to have a bit of more respect from the banking system. From our banks, and this is not from the central the central bank, our central bank, but they make you feel like a criminal coming.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
To the first portion of the interview that we did with regards to how do we keep the momentum going, the financial uptick we saw in Dominica during Creole season 2023. So you've been listening to the voices of Mr. Adrian Bannis, Miss Marion John Finn, as well as Mr. Carlos Charles. So again, next week, I will bring you the second portion of this program so you can see how we continue to brainstorm to create financial opportunities for Dominicans in Dominica as well as Dominicans overseas. So here we are at the end of the program. It is always wonderful to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. And as always, I forgot the gratitude. So at the beginning of the program, we always like to be grateful and to remind ourselves of all the blessings that we have in our lives. So let us not forget to be grateful. This week in particular, we are grateful that we got to celebrate Thanksgiving and I got to make my first Thanksgiving dinner. So this is the very first time that I made Thanksgiving dinner, of course, with the help of my wonderful daughter, Sophia, who chimed in and was a great assistance to making Thanksgiving dinner. So we were grateful for our family to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving together, but we always want to keep in mind those who do not have the company of others during this time of the year. This time of the year can be especially difficult for many people, especially those who may have lost a loved one during this particular season. So let us keep the less fortunate, those who are not as fortunate as us, in our prayers this Christmas Thanksgiving season, because a lot of people are suffering during this time of the year. But we always have to remember to be grateful for everything that we've been blessed with this life. And as I always say, if you cannot find anything to be grateful for, just remember you woke up this morning. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time, Tuesday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Dominica Time, as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So for more information about Untapped Potential, Push Past 10, Roots Connections, please feel free to visit our website, pushpast10.com. So that is www.pushpast10.com. And if you would like to get in touch with me for any particular reason, you can reach me at pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, as we get ready to wind on the program for this evening, remember that your life story is your strength. Remember to tap into your potential every week. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, stay active. Until we meet again right back here next week at the same time, you have yourself a great week. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I am going to play you an advert for a very special event going on in the Florida area. And if you don't catch the information, remember you can always go on Push Past 10 and click the past podcast of Untapped Potential to hear a repeat of the program and the information regarding Florida. Or you can simply shoot me an email at pushpast10@gmail.com, pushpast10@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to share the information regarding this event with you.
The Dominica Association of Tampa Bay presents A Cultural Christmas. Join us for this exciting event on December 2nd, 2023, from 6 p.m. until at 1801 North Lincoln Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33607. Dress code is all white with a touch of madras. Enjoy singing Serenal and reminisce with Dominican folklore. We will be featuring for the first time our Shopify competition. You may register to participate via our website, www.datb.com, our Facebook page, or the link in our WhatsApp group. First prize, $200. Second prize, $150. Third prize, $100. Music will be provided by the Impulse Band and DJ Spice. A delicious spread of Dominican Christmas cuisine awaits you. Tickets only $50, and all tickets must be purchased in advance. Proceeds will go towards our scholarship program and other humanitarian needs in Dominica. For more information, call 813-297-1182. See you there.